smashing grab tonight, Matt, beating Colne in the FA Challenge Trophy.
Yeah, it was. I thought we dominated the first half and majority of the second half. Obviously went behind against the run of play, which happens in football. There was lots of positives tonight, and we've got a few of the development squad involved today, which was great to see them. They tired towards the end, a lot of them. Good to get first team players a lot of minutes, which they needed. So we changed it up a little bit, and you know, we've come through it, got the win in the end. And all in all, I'm pleased. There was a lot of positives. There was a few negatives. I was a little bit disappointed with a bit of sloppiness. Whether that was tired legs, I don't know. But there was a bit of sloppiness and clinical finishing, or in good areas where we gave the ball away or didn't capitalise on scoring goals or making the right pass in their final third. All in all, I'm pleased because we've changed the team around a lot. We've looked at young players and got first team players vital minutes.
You mentioned the fringe players. Is there anyone in particular that stood out?
Oh, it was good. I liked Harry Pratt up top. He worked his socks off. He even came off at the end, and he just said, "I says you're tired towards the end." He says, "I couldn't run in the last 15 minutes," and that's a step up. You know, he's from the development squad, and it is a different level. But he did track back for the goal for Jason Walker. He's tracked back, tired. He says he was, but he's tracked back from the attacking penalty area to the defensive penalty area, and the ball forward to Jason Walker. He's created that goal because of his work rate. And yeah, he said he was tired, but that work rate has won us the game. And I said that to him at the end. So that was a positive. There's positives all over. It's great to get lads who need minutes, and it's good to see the development squad, and it's good for them as well. And hopefully we'll encourage them.
We've got to give Colne credit as well. They give us a good game.
Oh, they did. Yeah, they did. I think we dominated it, and we were comfortable for long periods of the game. But you know, they always pose a threat. But that's football. You know, you play lesser teams or teams below you. They always pose a threat. That's the world of football. And then they went ahead, and I thought we had two shouts for a penalty in the first half. The shout for a penalty in the second half, they were grumbling about, but. I think the two in the first half were more blatant than that one. So, on balance of play, I think it was fair.
Good work from Jordan Dar to win the penalty, in fact.
Yeah, he got in the right area and did well. The ball came over, and I think he's gone for a shot, and the lads kicked his leg. So, they were moaning that it was a bit harsh. But, like I say, the two in the first half were more so, but... You get them or you don't get them, but on balance of play, I'm happy, and I think we deserve the win.
Like I said, it was a good work, well-worked goal for the winner, wasn't it? And when Jason, the keeper, collects, you think, oh, it's not going to be our day, and then suddenly he gets the ball again and shows his class.
Well, yeah, I mean, he did, and he had maybe too much time to think about it, and the pitch doesn't help, but he finished it fantastically well after he'd been denied by the goalkeeper. But... This was one of my main grumbles. We need to be more clinical. We had a lot of chances, a lot of good chances, and a lot of times where we were in good positions that we wasted the ball and didn't capitalise on it. So that was my only grumble tonight, that we need to be more clinical and more ruthless. And other than that, I was very pleased.
Moving on to Edgeley Park now. Are we all excited and you know, we've got a full fit dressing room for Saturday?
Yeah, excited. And we'll go to Edgeley Park, and I'm looking for 3 points.